there and welcome to Sitam Church Online. Last week we were reflecting on the nature of the Holy Spirit, and if you have not watched that video, please go ahead and watch it. And if you have not subscribed to our YouTube channel, please go ahead and hit the subscribe button, and you'll be sure to receive inspiring, encouraging messages every single day. Now, we just celebrated Easter not too long ago, and during this time when Jesus died and he resurrected, he told his disciples to wait to receive the Holy Spirit after 40 days. And I can imagine that during this time, that's actually more or less where we are right now as Christians. That's where they were then as the disciples. And so I was just reflecting on why was Jesus helping the disciples understand, or why was he emphasizing on the Holy Spirit and the fact that they need to receive him into their lives. And we can see that Jesus is introducing the topic of the Holy Spirit to his disciples in John 14:26. He says, "But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and remind you of everything I have said to you." This is where Jesus was helping them to see what the Holy Spirit is going to do, his purpose, and ideally his nature. And one of the things that I have also been reflecting on is the nature of the Holy Spirit as a comforter. I remember in the year 2021, there about 2021, my family, we lost my dear grandma. May her soul rest in eternal peace. And during this time, it was very difficult for us as a family because she was like our glue. She was the one who held us together. All my aunties, my uncles, my cousins, she's the one who held us all together. And I remember during this time when we lost her, for me, it was a reflection to ask myself, how are we going to move forward as a family? How are we going to go past this death and move forward with what God has in store for us? But one thing that became so real for me and also my family is the fact that the Holy Spirit comforted us during this time. And is still doing so even up to today. That in as much as our grandma was the glue that held us together as a family, the Holy Spirit has become that glue in essence, holding us together as a family. And so I'm just reflecting on also you as a believer who is watching this video. You could also not be a believer, but you're watching this video and you have probably gone through a moment of loss. You're probably going through a moment of depression, anxiety, grief, and you're asking yourself, am I really alone? I want you to know that you are not alone. You can call upon the Holy Spirit because he is our ultimate comforter. I'm also reminded in Psalms 23 where David is praying and he's saying that even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And he continues to say, you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. That's the Holy Spirit. He is with us every single step of the way. He's right there comforting us. He's right there guiding us. He's right there empowering us. And next week, we're going to be looking at how the Holy Spirit in our lives is here to empower us. That when we receive him in our hearts, when we receive him in our lives, he is there to empower us and to encourage us. And so I encourage you today from the words of John 14:16, that Jesus says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever." This is a promise where Jesus is telling us that we are never alone. The Holy Spirit is always with us. He's offering us comfort. He's offering us peace. He's offering us reassurance even in the darkest hours of our lives. You could have lost a loved one. There are so many cases right now of people just, you know, passing out, not waking up in the morning. We recently lost a very renowned journalist here in Kenya. There are very many cases of even young ladies, you know, who are being killed by men, and all these stories that we can hear in the news and things going on of people dying right, left and center. I just want you to be encouraged today, and you know, to know that you can call upon the Holy Spirit to comfort you in times of distress. And you know, sometimes also I've realized that loss is not necessarily through death, but it can also be through separating with a spouse, separating with a child, separating with a friend, whoever it is, somebody that was close to you. Loss can also be in that form. But know and be reassured today that the Holy Spirit is right there to comfort you, and you can call upon him for comfort and peace in your life. Thank you so much for watching these videos here on Sitam Church Online. Please go ahead and follow us on Facebook. We are on Instagram, on TikTok, on X, and also subscribe to our YouTube channel. God bless you and see you next time.